walking into the second hour of the program. You can bring us anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You actually get to control the content of the site. So if you find something that you want to share with us and share with the other listeners of the show, submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. And that will then show up on the upcoming stories page of our site, where it must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the site, where more people are likely to see it, like those of us hosting the show. And speaking of the hosts, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
And you can join us again over at freetalklive.com and on the phones at 855-453, also via Skype at lrn.fm. The news continues about this manhunt going on in... Well, it's been a few days now out in L.A. and in the surrounding areas. In fact, probably across all of California and the region for this ex-police officer, an ex-LAPD officer, who is allegedly on a killing spree. Now, they're saying that he shot to death Monica Kwan and Keith Lawrence. And I didn't realize that Monica Kwan was actually not a cop. I had seen in his manifesto he was referring to Kwan in the manifesto. But after further looking through the manifesto, he's referring to someone who is related to Monica Kwan. I believe it's her father.
Okay.
And so he doesn't say anything about Monica or Keith Lawrence in his manifesto. He doesn't say anything about, you know, having planned to kill them. But he does mention killing this Kwan guy, this Detective Kwan, or whatever he is, with the police department, killing his family. He does talk about killing the families of these police officers, which I think is really unfortunate. Not that this guy would be, you know, really made to look good in the media if he were just killing the cops, but at least if he were just going after the bad cops, then he wouldn't be painted with as nasty of a brush.
Right.
Because the things that he's alleging about these police officers are pretty disturbing. I mean, he's saying that they take pictures of corpses and compare them with one another, compare them with each other, as in the officers are comparing the pictures, to see who can get the sickest photo of the week. He's saying they're laughing about you and your family members dying or being harmed because it means they get bonus overtime. And that means they get to go and buy things, like ATVs and jet skis.
Go on vacation.
Go on vacations, things like that. And, you know, he also talks about some of the standard stuff, you know, the usual what you expect from corrupt cops. But I guess some people don't expect this stuff. He does, you know, mention that there's cops that take money from drug dealers and, you know, do all manner of different things that are of a corrupt nature.
No, cops take bribes?
Beating a transient nearly to death. And, in fact, the reason why he was fired in the first place, he says, is because he outed a cop, Teresa Evans, who he says is a sicko, a violent cop who has a nickname Chupacabra because she likes to draw blood from suspects, not like with a needle, but to, you know, cut them or tear their skin open, as she allegedly did with a 70-plus-year-old woman who was taken into custody after squirting her tenants with a garden hose. She twisted her arm with an Indian burn and split her skin open. Just because she's sick. So these are the allegations that he's making here. And you know, he's gone off and basically giving his life over in this, you know, this fight that's going to end at some point. At some point, he's going to pop up and he's going to try to take somebody out. And they're going to get him first, or they're going to find him, or
unless
something.
Unless he flees to Mexico.
Well, I imagine they're keeping a close eye on the border checkpoints, and they claimed that he attempted to steal a boat in order to flee to Mexico, but he failed at that. There's a lengthy manifesto here, and more that is, I think, worthy of being shared from this. Huffington Post has taken the time to cobble down some excerpts from this manifesto, and he says that since the Rodney King days, it's gotten worse in Los Angeles in the police department. He says that the department hasn't changed since the Rampart and Rodney King days. It's gotten worse. The consent decree should never have been lifted. The only thing that has evolved from the consent decree is those officers involved in the Rampart scandal and Rodney King incidents have since been promoted to supervisor, commanders, and command staff, and executive positions. He says, are you aware that an officer, a rookie-slash-probationer at the time, seen on the Rodney King videotape striking Mr. King multiple times with a baton in 1991, is still employed by the LAPD and is now a captain on the police department? He is now commanding a commanding officer of an LAPD police station, and as a commanding officer, he's now responsible for over 200 officers. But this isn't unusual news. I mean, for anybody that's new to the show, this might be shocking. This might be something that seems really strange. Oh, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't promote bad guys in the police
they
department.
They always promote the bad guys.
It seems like it, doesn't it, Daryl? There's plenty of examples of this where officers will murder people, they will burn down someone's home, they will, you know, harm innocents, and then they'll get a promotion to a lieutenant if they were a sergeant or a captain, if they were a lieutenant, and they get a medal and there's an award ceremony. This guy broke the thin blue line, this Christopher Dorner, is what he did. And he actually references that in his manifesto. He stepped across the thin blue line, and now they're all coming after him with everything they've got. Because, in all honesty, they're pretty scared. They know this guy knows his stuff. He's not stupid. I mean, if you can read it, you know, this isn't... He may be crazy in that he's violent, in that, you know, he believes violence is going to solve a problem. I don't think violence solves problems.
But he's perfectly sane.
But he's intelligent, right? I'm not going to say he's perfectly sane. He's going on a violent killing spree. I wouldn't say that's sanity. But he's not, like, incoherent.
Right.
He's not babbling.
That's what I mean by he's sane.
Right.
You know, if he were just, you know, running around, I got to kill people, and I don't really know why. But he thinks that this is the right thing to do.
Right,
but, you know, he is coherent, and that's what I mean by sane.
855-450-FREE, he says that being a police officer was his calling, and that when they took him out of the department, when they fired him, he lost his life on that day. And so obviously he has been boiling ever since that time. Now the police have lost his trail, by the way. They found his burnt-out husk of a truck in one area on a mountain and proceeded to investigate the area. Did see some trails, I guess, a trail leaving the truck, footprints in the snow, because he's no longer in L.A., I guess. He's traveled elsewhere. And Big Bear Valley is apparently where he is. This according to L.A. Times. Law enforcement officials have lost the trail of Christopher Jordan Dorner, the fugitive ex-cop, accused of killing three people in a revenge-fueled spree. Authorities spotted fresh tracks in Big Bear Valley much earlier Thursday, leading away from a burned vehicle they believe was the fugitive's, began combing the area looking for him. But by late Thursday, the search had proved fruitless. It is now Friday night as we are performing this show, and still no news of them finding this guy. He's now had a couple of days to be on the run. Dorner, who's 33, is the former LAPD officer who allegedly shot and killed a Riverside police officer, the 28-year-old daughter of a former LAPD captain and her fiancé, and wounded two other officers. They go on to talk about how Big Bear Valley residents have been locked down. According to the story, they're planning on searching about 400 homes. And this story was actually written yesterday. And at the time of this writing, they had searched about half of those homes. So, I would love to know more about that. The news media just kind of glosses over it. Oh, police are searching. Look at this. They're searching hundreds of homes looking for this guy. Boy, they sure are doing a great job out there. Go, officers! What happens in these searches? If the cops come into your home looking for the suspect who's a murder suspect, because they're wholesale searching an entire, you know, two-mile swath or something, and they find a bong sitting out, what do? What if they open a bedroom and there's a grow operation in there? What do?
That's a darn good question.
855-450-FREE. Does the search get put on hold for a moment? Do they then stop and arrest the people that were living in that home? Do they make a note and come back later? Well, how do they handle that situation? I'd imagine they're going to go ahead and make arrests. But I don't know. I'd love to hear from maybe any law enforcement officers listening. 855-453, or if you're out there, one of the houses that got searched, I'd love to hear your story. You can take control, and this is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want and you can do it toll free here. Welcome to share your thoughts on the Christopher Dorner situation that continues to develop out in California or wherever it is he is now. Because it is not necessarily where they thought he was. They found his truck, a burnt-out husk of his truck, so it looks like he lit it on fire, walked away into the woods, and then he reached some sort of frozen ground. So at that point, he no longer was leaving footprints, So they did follow his footprints and were unable to continue following them after a certain point. So his trail has vanished.
Supposedly his footprints.
Right. Someone's footprints walking away from what they believe was his truck. Maybe it wasn't his truck. Maybe it wasn't him. Either way, he's vanished. Don't know where he is.
I'm thinking it totally could have been his truck.
Mm-hmm.
But he had someone else drive it and set it on fire.
Could very well be.
To sort of throw off the trail.
May very well be true. I mean, this guy is, he's no dummy. And, you know, you can read through his manifesto, and you've been doing that, Daryl, and I don't know if you've gotten any excerpts you want to share.
I do.
We'll get to that here in a moment. But I want to let you know that if you've ever wanted to take a complaint to trial but didn't want to spend the money on an attorney, you can learn how to do it at howtowinincourt.com. It's the brand new jurisdictionary course, and it is the solution for people like you who don't have an attorney or don't want one. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you might as well be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It is available to you over at howtowinincourt.com and written so the average eighth grader can learn it over a weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use their free tools, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. You can, as you scroll, I guess as you're checking out, there is a pull-down menu for Free Talk Live. You'll be able to select Free Talk Live as you're checking out there, so that way they'll know who sent you. So once again, HowToWinInCourt.com. The manifesto is pages and pages and pages long. It would be impossible to read it all to you, but Daryl, you have been poring over it here during some of the breaks, and you found some things that you wanted to share.
Yes. So he writes, the enemy combatants in L.A. are not the citizens and suspects. It's the police officers. People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. How ironic that you utilize a fixed glass structure as your command HQ. You use as a luminous building to symbolize that you are transparent, have nothing to hide, or suppress when in essence concealing, omitting, and obscuring is your fort.
Forte.
No, it's actually pronounced fort. The E
really?
Is silent. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah, most people don't.
Thank you for that.
Chief Beck, this is when you need to have that come to Jesus talk with Sergeant Teresa Evans and everyone
else. The Chupacabra.
Yes.
As she's called.
And everyone else who is involved in the conspiracy to have me terminated for doing the right thing. You also need to speak with her attorney, Rico, and his conversation with the BOR members and her confession of guilt in kicking Mr. Geitler. Or Gettler, I'm not sure how it's pronounced. I'll be waiting for a public response at a press conference. When the truth comes out, the killing stops.
Yeah. You know, I wonder how this is. It's fascinating. How is this all going to play out? You know, you've got this this trained cop who's going up against cops.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on. He's not like he's holed up in some place and they know where he is. They have no idea where he is. He could strike them at any time. And, you know, how far will this go before they finally take him out? Or how will this end up coming to an end? When will it stop being, you know, the lead headline? I mean, after he strings this out for a while, if he takes, you know, who knows how much money he's got saved up? Who knows how much cash he's got on hand? I mean, if he got fired back in 2009, he could have been preparing for this for
right.
3 years. So he could have been, you know, putting money away, or who knows, you know, what he's got as far as resources are concerned. We know he's got weapons, and there's no reason why he couldn't just, you know, take it easy, lay low for 2 weeks, and then come back when their guard is down.
Right. He also asked, why didn't you charge me with filing a false police report when I came forward with stating that Evans kicked Mr. Christopher Gettler? You file criminal charges against every other officer who is accused and terminated for filing a false police report. You didn't do it because you knew I was innocent and a criminal court would find me innocent and expose your department for suppressing the truth and retaliation.
Wow.
That's why.
We'll continue this story here in a few moments. Also, there's other news that is pretty outrageous. We're up here in New Hampshire, by the way, is where Free Talk Live is produced, Keene, New Hampshire. And it's snowing out there right now.
And they've named the storm, which I don't ever remember a winter storm being given a name before.
Really? I don't know. I guess
they
I don't pay attention.
They're calling this Nemo.
Huh.
Nemo the Nor'easter.
I don't know why they wouldn't name a winter storm. I mean, it seems like they name all the other storms. I don't know. You're right. I've never really noticed that before. Let's go to Nemi. She's on the roads in Massachusetts, which is apparently illegal.
Yay.
They have banned all travel. Hello, Nemi. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind?
Well, my mind is I think it's absolutely ridiculous that the state of Massachusetts has imposed a ban on travel and roads. I mean, you guys are just talking about the weather, right? We have two to three feet of snow coming in. The governor instituted a ban on travel in Massachusetts, so I'm out, you know, baiting.
Oh, so you are driving in Massachusetts for the purpose of, you're not going to work because they did make some exceptions for certain people. There's the executive order that has come out from the governor's office in Massachusetts banning all travel as of 4 p.m. today, with the exception of state government, public workers, the power company, police officers, and they say people with critical jobs like,
prison,
you know,
guards, hospital employees.
Yeah, and then they also made exceptions for people working at grocery stores and hardware stores as well.
Yeah, I do not have a critical job.
Hold on. I'm curious about something here. If everybody is prohibited from driving, why do the grocery stores need to be open?
Right. Good point. But the ridiculous thing here is not only is travel banned, but you're subject to a fine of up to $500 and a year in prison.
That's right. Now, this isn't legislated. No one in the legislature passed this. This was an executive order that he issued.
I didn't have a self-imposed no trespass order to Massachusetts, then I would probably go down. But I just, for reasons that I don't really want to get into, I don't want to drive in Massachusetts.
But apparently Nemi is willing
to. Nobody wants to drive in Massachusetts.
Apparently you do. I mean, you went down there specifically to troll them is what it sounds like.
Why not? Come on. It's
well,
fun.
This is one of the questions that I had. I mean, how can they ban all travel from Massachusetts? There are people that drive through Massachusetts. Are they supposed to have gotten the notice, the memo, that all travel's banned? Did they, you know, put up barricades?
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Nemi, if you want to hang on, I'd like to know more about what the situation is down there. So stand by, 855-453. And apparently you can put people in jail for violating an executive order, which wasn't even passed by, you know, the legislative branch.
Yeah.
855-453, you take control. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. All kinds of violations of your freedom going on nationwide over in California. You might get your home raided by the police just because they feel like it. They're looking for a suspect, so apparently they can just go through hundreds and hundreds of homes. And then all over here on the East Coast in Massachusetts, all travel has been banned. As of 4 o'clock this afternoon, if you're on the roads in Massachusetts, according to an executive order by the governor, you're facing a $500 fine and up to a year in jail. And our very own Nemi is on the roads in Massachusetts. She has gone down there specifically for the purpose of challenging this ban, which I think is pretty heroic. But we're going to get back to that here. We'll talk to her a little bit more in a moment. I want to remind you that you can get some pretty awesome candy from statelesssweets.com. It is handcrafted by the proprietor, Jillian, over at statelesssweets.com. Now, I'm told that today was the last day to get an order in for Valentine's Day, so you're probably too late as far as getting an order in for...
I don't know. You might have four more hours.
I don't know, man. Mark said yesterday that that today was the last day, but I had seen Jillian post like 2 days before that she was being overwhelmed with orders. So if you put your order in today, I don't know if she can guarantee it's going to make it in time, but this would be something worth waiting for. Like, yes. I can understand, like, even if you didn't have it on Valentine's Day, you could promise somebody that it was coming, and they would not be disappointed. I mean, this is really amazing candy, including, by the way, paleo and diabetic-friendly options. English toffee, cinnamon caramels, fudge, just mouth-watering candy, chocolate-covered cashew brittle. It's great stuff.
Yes.
And you can use coupon code FTL and save 10% when you go to statelesssweets.com. In addition, they've got a new program, membership programs, that you can actually subscribe to candy. You can have candy delivered to you on a monthly basis or for your loved ones. So talk about a cool gift. hey, I got you the Candy of the Month Club kind of thing from Stateless Sweets. That's cool. So go to statelesssweets.com, and you can use that FTL coupon code. That's 10% off. Nemi is back on the line with us here, driving around in Massachusetts. The governor issuing an executive order saying no driving at all, or else you might go to jail. You decided to go down there to challenge this?
Yes.
Do you have a video camera?
No.
What are you thinking?
I know the number to Park 411.
Well, Park 411 helps. I mean, that's true. Park 411, for listeners that don't know, is a voicemail service. You can call a number. If you're a liberty activist in New Hampshire, you call this number, leave a message. The message gets blasted out to hundreds of recipients. And that's cool, but if you're in an area with bad cell phone coverage, Park 411 is not going to help you. So keep that in mind.
Well, neither is a video camera, honestly, if it's not able to stream to the web. I'm not so worried about it. I actually have company in the car with me.
Okay.
So I think we got this covered. The roads
right.
are terrible. I love it. You guys know that I love to drive, so I'm out just driving around.
You know, where are you? Are you on the back roads, or are you on major, highways?
State highway.
Okay.
It's a two-way. You know, one lane of travel each direction.
Okay, so not a major highway, but it is still a state road. You're on a state road?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's a good chance if you're on a state road that you may encounter a law enforcement officer at some point. Have you passed by any of them at all?
No. Nope.
Hmm. I wonder.
I'm looking forward to it, though.
How many people are on the roads? I mean, how many other cars have you seen since you've been down there? And how long have you been driving around, and how many cars?
Probably about 2 hours, and the roads are pretty well traveled, actually. I'm surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Meaning you've seen more cars than you could count for us.
That I would normally imagine for 4 to 6 inches of snow on the ground already.
Okay. Well, I guess call us back if you don't end up getting arrested or something, or let us know somehow that you're okay.
I'll send you a text, Ian.
Okay, that'll work. Thanks for the call, Nemi. Good luck out there. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. I thought I had the link to the executive order in this case. I have a piece from the Boston Globe, but I don't actually have the order itself.
There's good news for New Hampshire.
What's that?
There is no outright travel ban in New Hampshire, though the glorious leader known as Maggie Hassan has requested that everyone be home by 7 p.m. tonight, which is an hour and a half ago. And
did she request or did she order? Because a lot of times
it's a request.
A lot of times the news media will report the government ordering people as asking. They'll misreport it.
No, this actually says that Governor Hassan wants residents to get home by 7 p.m. and stay there until the storm is over. There are no plans for an all-out travel ban in New Hampshire.
That's good. And there's nothing wrong with recommending behavior to people.
Her actual quote is, if everybody could be off the roads and home by 7, we'll be doing fine.
You know, to recommend something, a particular mode of behavior, I don't find offensive. It's not a bad idea to stay off the roads in conditions like this. And Okay, I've got the order here, by the way, from Governor Deval Patrick. To just order everyone off the roads, to threaten them with jail time, I, Deval L. Patrick, Governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, pursuant to the power provided by Chapter 639 of the Acts 1950, do hereby issue the following order. There shall be a ban on motor vehicle travel beginning at 4 p.m. today and continuing until further notice. This travel ban shall not apply to the following: public safety vehicles and public safety workers, including contract personnel; public works vehicles and public works workers, including contract personnel; government officials conducting official business; utility company vehicles and utility workers; healthcare workers who must travel to and from work in order to provide essential health services; news media; travel necessary to maintain and deliver critical private sector services such as energy, fuel supplies and delivery, financial systems, and the delivery of critical commodities; and travel to support business operations that provide critical services to the public, including gasoline stations, food stores, and hardware stores. But as you pointed out, I think, earlier, why are they allowing people to go to work at a food store if no one else is allowed to travel?
Oh, because the other people that are allowed to go to work, they're going to have food.
Okay, that's something there.
I guess. Mimi is still listening, then she does have an out if she gets pulled over, because news media is exempt.
You're right. News media is exempt from this. So so there you go. You're going to get, you know, and another thing, it's okay if you go to the hospital, or apparently it's okay if you work at a hospital, but they didn't exempt people who have emergencies. So if you actually have to go to the hospital, you better call an ambulance,
I guess.
That's
what the ambulance is for.
Yeah, which then you get charged.
Everybody in Massachusetts has insurance.
And
Of Romney Care.
I just saw an article saying that Massachusetts insurance rates are skyrocketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't really surprise me.
So we're going to continue. Dawn's on the line in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dawn.
Hey.
Hey, what's
on your mind? Got a couple of points. The first one is everybody's been talking about the name Nemo and this, that, and the other. But you know, backwards, Nemo spells omen. And I think Damien, et cetera. But anyway, it does spell omen. So, you know, they never do anything accidentally. We just need to be kind of aware. The second thing is, this is the first year that they have named winter storms, like winter snowstorms.
Okay.
Previously, it was just like summer storms, like hurricanes.
Hmm.
Third thing, it's really interesting. The Weather Channel has been running ads for this special show they're going to have on hypothetical means of manipulating the weather, things like microwaves. So it's just all out there in our face right now.
Well, I don't know if I buy any of this weather manipulation stuff. I know that there have been some experiments with it in the past. You know, certainly cloud seeding is well known. And maybe they are trying other things. But I don't buy the idea that they're, you know, directing a hurricane into, you know, Hurricane Katrina, directing it into New Orleans, or, you know, somehow amping up the intensity of a storm like this. I find that absolutely preposterous.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know because, you know, there are stranger things in heaven than you've dreamed of in all your philosophy.
Thank you for the call tonight, Dawn. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not saying it's impossible. I mean, lots of things are possible, and I don't necessarily understand it all. I certainly don't claim to be a scientist, but I don't think most of the people who are claiming the government can modify the weather are scientists either. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up what you want. More about the manhunt here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really?
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-371-4047. 800-371-4047.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to bring up what you want, whether it's about this crazy storm travel ban that's happening in Massachusetts, or the Christopher Dorner situation that is continuing to develop out in the Los Angeles area. Actually, the whole region there, they're searching for him all over the place. You're welcome to comment. 855-453. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl is here, courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. What, Daryl, will people find if they visit?
At fpp.cc, they will find daily news and commentary. There's also the weekly five-minute news podcast on radio.fpp.cc. That is the Freedom Minute. It gets aired on the Liberty Radio Network. And they will also, at radio.fpp.cc, they will find the Peace, Love, Liberty Radio Show archives.
Mm-hmm.
That show is live every Sunday from 3 to 5. And there's also the publishing side of FPP that, thanks to your help, we will be putting out the newspaper once again. And there's also books that are published, including the first book by Davi Barker, The Muslim Agorist.
It's actually thanks not to my help, but thanks to the help of Bitcoin supporters who have rallied to help get your newspaper back into production. It's going to be Bitcoin that is the prime sponsor of the paper, which I'm pretty excited about. And you do accept Bitcoin, correct?
Yes. Yes. And the newest book by Davi Barker will officially be available February 19th.
I'm enjoying it.
There will be a limited number of copies available at Liberty Forum.
Voluntary Islam.
Voluntary Islam and other essays.
People need to know about this. You know, this is so important, I think, to me. When I was in jail for 60 days for standing in front of a police car while they attempted to arrest a peaceful woman for drinking in the park, I had the chance to read the Quran. And I found it very interesting because the religion of Islam, Orthodox Islam, is one of the most maligned and misunderstood in this culture in the United States. And so I thought it was really important for me to, when I had the opportunity and had the time, to read through that. Otherwise, you know, if I tried that today, I wouldn't have the time to do it. But, you know, it was interesting just alone just reading the Quran. But now reading Dobby's book is particularly useful because he takes some real strong objections to Islam and just decimates them using, you know, historic evidence and his own intellect to really just show that, like in a lot of religions, in a lot of larger religions, there are a variety of people involved. And there are people who might have a penchant for violence who will try to select certain phrases and use those to justify their violence in their favorite book. People, you know, Christian people do that too.
Yes.
Some Christians and extreme Muslims. And he really just goes through and shows, look, this is not the way of the Muslim people. This is not the, you know, this is not Islam.
Right.
And I think it's really educational.
And there's also a very special offer that I'm offering for the first 24 hours that the book is available. The Kindle version will be absolutely free.
And that's going to be on the 19th.
February 19th.
Go to fpp.cc and learn more and get more of Daryl there. We're talking about Christopher Dorner. He is the former L.A. cop who is now currently on the run. Or maybe it's the other way around. I know that the cops are, you know, they look like they're really looking for this guy, and they are. They're putting a lot of manpower into this and a lot of time. But Dorner isn't so much on the run as he is plotting whatever his next move is going to be.
Sort of one of those sort of cat and mouse sort of things.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in this situation, he's the cat and he's sort of toying with them.
That's what it seems like. He has now been underground since, in a figurative sense, since Thursday early morning when, according to the New York Daily News, he did shoot and kill one police officer. So what happened apparently was that on Sunday, he allegedly murdered Monica Kwan and Keith Lawrence. They were found shot to death on Sunday in a parking structure where they lived. He is a suspect in that double homicide because in his lengthy manifesto, he says he's going to kill family members of a Mr. Kwan. So we believe that, people believe that he was involved in this. Of course, that case hasn't been proven yet. They also claim that he shot and killed a police officer early Thursday morning. He also attempted to shoot and kill some other police officers, allegedly, and was unsuccessful at killing those officers. And ever since early Thursday morning, he's gone. They found his truck. It was burnt out, allegedly his truck. And they found some footprints walking away from the truck, which they lost the trail of. And that was it. That Thursday was the last time they had any kind of indication of where he might possibly be. But you suggested, Daryl, maybe he wasn't even the guy who burned the truck. Maybe he hired somebody to do it. Who knows? We'll certainly learn more as time goes on. There's another article out there that shows him at a motel on a security camera. But they say that was taken a couple weeks ago, or at least 10 days ago. So they don't know. They have no idea where this guy is. They don't know where he's going to pop up again next. It's fascinating to watch this develop. And what's also fascinating is his manifesto, which we posted over at the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter page. If you haven't had a chance to see it yet, you can read the thing in full. It is particularly lengthy. We've been excerpting it for you throughout the show tonight. Here are some more of those excerpts. There are several paragraphs where he says to various different officers, and he classifies them by race and gender, and he threatens them. He says to those Caucasian officers who join South Bureau divisions with the sole intent to victimize minorities who are uneducated and unaware of criminal law, civil law, and civil rights, you prefer the South Bureau because of use of force, deadly force is likely, and the individual you use it on will not report it. You are a high-value target. To those black officers in supervisory ranks and pay grades who stay in the South Bureau for the sole intent of getting retribution towards subordinate Caucasian officers for the pain and hostile work environment their elders inflicted on you as probationers, you are a high-value target. You perpetuate a cycle of racism in the department as well. You breed a new generation of bigoted Caucasian officer when you belittle them and treat them unfairly. Those Hispanic officers who victimize their own ethnicity because they are new immigrants to this country and are unaware of their civil rights, you call them wetbacks to their face and demean them in front of fellow officers of different ethnicities so that you will receive some sort of acceptance from your colleagues. I'm not impressed. Most likely, your parents or grandparents were immigrants at one time, but you have forgotten that. You are a high-value target.
Well, pretty much everybody at one point in their ancestry, people immigrated to somewhere from somewhere.
Pretty much, yeah. But like, I think I totally empathize with him.
I'm just saying, you know, like to say, oh, well, you know, you're two generations removed. Well, I'm like 12.
also says those lesbian officers in supervising positions who go to work day in and day out with the sole intent of attempting to prove your misandrist authority to degrade male officers, you are a high-value target. Those Asian officers who stand by and observe everything I previously mentioned other officers participate in on a daily basis, but you say nothing, stand for nothing, and protect nothing. Why? Because of your usual saying, I don't like conflict. You are a high-value target as well.
Hold on. If they don't like conflict, why are they cops?
Who knows? Obviously, he's generalizing rashly here about what some people who are, I mean, come on, are all Asian officers saying the same thing and doing the same thing? That's ridiculous. But I can empathize with some of the things he's saying here. I mean, we do know that there's racism within police departments.
Right,
we had a call
right.
about that earlier. It's certainly not the first time we've heard of it. And he's, you know, upset about the continual cycle of racism and even hatred within, you know, as he points out, the Hispanic officers hating on people who, you know, they didn't come here legally. And, you know, basically being, you know, the house slaves of the, you know, kind of the police department. He goes on to say that those of you who go along to get along and have no backbone and destroy the foundation of courage, you are the enablers of those who are guilty of misconduct. You are just as guilty as those who break the code of ethics and oath you swore. And I have to say, I agree completely with that statement. I don't agree that violence solves problems. But I do agree that the police officers who purport to be the good guys, because we always hear things from some officers like, oh, it's only a few bad apples. It's only 1% or 10% of the officers that
it's
are
like
bad.
90.
Well, if it is only 1 or 10% that actually harms, you know, that'll kick a suspect when they're handcuffed or you know, falsify reports or whatever. The thing is, the other officers know about it. And they don't do anything.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because they're scared. But these are supposed to be courageous officers. But they're not even courageous enough to take on their own department. Well, this guy is taking on the entire department in a way that no one's ever done before. 855-453. You can take control here. We will share more with you from his manifesto in moments. And you can bring up anything that you want. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger Safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.